Oh, no, we're just friends, she said, hoping that nobody misunderstood their relationship. But you know what? That's kind of a slap at friendship, don't you think? I mean, friendship is a big deal, right? And even little kids understand the importance of friendship. Have you ever been on a playground and you hear the kids say, "You're not my friend anymore," and like, oh no, you know, nobody wants to hear that, right? We don't want to be unfriended on Facebook. Perish the thought. And we all value friends. I must say, though, I really haven't had that many really good friends in my lifetime. I think really good friends are kind of hard to come by because friendship is very demanding. People can say, "Oh, sure, you're my friend," but we take that with a grain of salt, right? Because we know words are easy, and the telling is in if they treat us like a friend, if they really are a friend to us. And Jesus was talking with his disciples one day, and he said, "I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've called you friends, because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father." What an honor for Jesus to call us his friends. And I was thinking, you know what? One of those people that he said that to was going to turn around and betray him to the authorities, leading to his eventual death. Another one of them was going to deny him when he was on trial for his life, deny that they even knew him. You know what? He still called them friends. And then this morning I had this ding, ding, the light bulb went off, and it's like, okay, Jesus is our friend, but flip that around. Are we his friends? He said, "You are my friends if you do what I ask you." So that's like the test of our friendship to Christ. Whoa, that is pretty challenging. It's easy to say Jesus is my friend, but am I a Jesus friend? I never really thought about that before. And I thought, yeah, he was their friend, and he wanted them to be his friends too. That must have been so painful for him to know that Peter was going to deny him. And he still loved Peter. Afterward, he still embraced him. And I was thinking about us. You think you ever let Jesus down? I know I do. You think he still calls us friends? I think so. Even when we let him down, even when we do wrong, even when we disappoint him, he still calls us friends. And that is so special as we think about this meal that we're going to share this morning, that Jesus is our friend, and he wants us to be his friends too by following him and just doing what he asks us to do. How hard could that be, right? We all know how hard that is. But when you think of what he did for us, not that big of a sacrifice on our parts, is it? So anyway, will you join this meal with me as we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, who has promised us a resurrection also, because we're his friends.